Matanuska Susitna Borough officials are considering whether to provide police services to residents who live outside city police department's jurisdiction. Part of the ongoing discussion is whether the borough should ask Matsu voters this fall if that's something they even want from the borough. The borough cites as its impetus rising crime in the region and a decline in services from the Alaska State Troopers. Several options have come up, including what would likely be an expensive expansion of the city police department's service areas. Another idea would be to give the borough policing responsibilities, possibly similar to a sheriff's department. But the borough says any option would require raising taxes. And Matsu Borough Assembly Member Jim Sykes wants to ask residents what they think in an advisory vote this October.
I think we just need to ask the question, are you satisfied really with the way things are? Or do you believe that the borough should be involved in police powers? It recognizes that we do have a problem. I think it's our responsibility to at least ask the public if we should take a first step, and that's all this is.
That's Sykes speaking at last night's assembly meeting. He says if voters support the idea of some kind of borough police powers, it would then be up to the borough to look more closely at the different possibilities and levels of service. Sykes says any specific plan would be put to a vote. The assembly members' comments were mixed on the idea of asking voters. Assemblymember George McGee says he does not support the advisory vote because the borough has not given voters enough detail to make an informed decision.
This is one of those things that when you go out and you're going to tell people, we can provide you a service and it's going to cost you some money, but we really don't know how much, okay? That's not good enough for me.
McGee also says almost none of his constituents have told him they are willing to pay more in taxes for borough police service. The assembly voted to postpone any further action on the proposal until July 31st.